This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
What is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon in St. Louis. We're guiding you through it here. Fred is in the studio. Got Sue's News coming up. Sue Thomas, Ethan Hannaford behind the scenes helping us get through the day. A lot of stuff still to come this afternoon as well, including still a fair amount of coverage on Maduro and what's happening with that. And Fred, remind me of the 5 o'clock hour because I can't remember what we're doing. We got Baccia coming up here at the bottom of the hour.
Baccia.
And Baccia Ongar-Sargon has just kind of been promoted. She has had a show on News Nation. They're moving her to prime time. So that's great. And one of our favorite guests is always Asra Nomani, who at the Independent Women's Network, she was very close with Dani Pearl, who was killed decades ago, you know, who used to work at the Wall Street Journal. But she's got some really interesting receipts on the protesters that went out to protest against Trump because, you know, here again, it's like the Soros types and stuff like that. And we're going to kick off something this afternoon. Sue, I even have a special sounder thing. You ready for it here?
Oh,
George
yeah.
Rosenthal is going to join us every other Tuesday. And we're going to call it
Tech Talk Tuesday with George Rosenthal of ThrottleNet.
Yeah.
ThrottleNet.com.
How about that? And he is at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show
that.
In Las Vegas. Right. Yeah, so that's interesting. So I'm in this period of entertainment right now. We always like to talk about that when Jane on Fridays in Paul Hall. But Fred, I know that you and I, we talked about Pluribus a little bit yesterday. You
right.
watched that. I wrapped it over the weekend as well. Have you heard of... Oh, damn it. Now I'm going to forget the name of the stupid show here with Ethan Hawke because I just started watching this thing.
Oh, shoot. I should know this off the top of my head, and I don't. Hold on. Ethan
I'm
Hawke
watching it,
show.
And I should know the name of it. The Lowdown.
That's it.
So it's set in Oklahoma, and he plays this kind of offbeat, weird reporter who's trying to uncover some crazy stories. But one thing that was interesting, I've never seen this in a subplot or in a movie or in a TV show in my entire life. But for those of you who know what spoonbill is and spoonbill fishing, and Sue and Fred, I've talked about it before, it's probably the lowest form of fishing on earth because you snag these big spoonbills with big treble hooks and
that's
you kind of have to, well, you know, there's a season for it and it's
okay.
legal. And
all right.
But what happens is, and what's happened over the years with spoonbill, and this is true, is they used to get poached a lot for the caviar because when you get a spoonbill and you know, start to dress it out and, you know, cut it open, there could be a lot of eggs in there, like black piles of black caviar eggs. So they poached that and, you know, sold it overseas in Russia and China. So in this show, The Lowdown, there's this little subplot about poaching spoonbills, which, again, I thought that was so crazy to see that in an American television show. But, you know, it's set in Oklahoma, and that's kind of things that happen. Like, it's reality. Then what I was going to say is, because I wrapped up Pluribus, and I'm kind of wrapping up the lowdown, my wife and I are looking for a show to watch together right now. There's a few things that are coming up in the end of January. Patrick Dempsey has a new show out.
Ooh.
You know, he's like the hunkiest guy in America, yeah. Wasn't he, at one point? Looks promising. So I'm just going through all the streaming services the other night, right? You know, what's new? What can I watch? And I see this thing called Dr. Pimple Popper. Now, I'm not familiar with it, but apparently it's a thing, and there's been shows about it in YouTube. And Ethan, when I brought this up to Ethan, you know, he's all over it. He knew exactly what Dr. Pimple Popper was.
Well, there are people in this building who love to watch it.
Like who?
Somebody on the other side of the building. Okay. I think Rachel likes to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I may want to watch it now, because what I'm seeing is they have a franchise, Dr. Pimple Popper does, because the new one is called Dr. Pimple Popper, and I think it's called Breaking Out, all right? Because they have different versions of them, kind of like Top Chef or Master Chef or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, I see.
They've spun these out into different incarnations,
that's
if
necessary.
You will. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So in season one, episode one of Dr. Pimple Popper Breaking Out, Lessons in Pimple Popping is the first episode, which seems to make sense because it's kind of an intro class and you're going to learn something, right? It says this, Sue and Fred. Dottie the Body lost her confidence when a large bump started growing between her thighs. Dr. Lee brings in a new young doctor to help Tim with his big bumpy nose. Kareem is insecure about her birthmark that looks like a black eye. So that's just in episode one, right? Now, it looks like this came out last year, last spring, right? This particular pimple popper. Season one, episode two, A Juicy Secret. Katrina has oozing, smelly boils that have taken over her life.
No thanks.
Kim's head-to-toe tumors interfere with her sleep apnea mask, resulting in constant exhaustion. And then I'll just do one more. Season one, episode three, Super Glue to the Rescue. Tiara is a musician with massive bumps on her ears that hold her back from performing. Dr. Zoe assists Dr. Lee helping Ryan, whose numerous head bumps undermine his life journey.
Uh-huh.
I think I want to watch Dr. Well, Pimple Popper.
Go for it. You will not be alone.
No, there's not a chance in hell I'm watching that.
I mean,
but people watch that stuff?
I guess. It's been on for a long time.
Okay, here's something I am going to watch, and I'm being very serious about this, and I have a strange, you know, attraction to this, and maybe that's why they're making a documentary. We talked about this a little bit before Christmas, but on CNN on Thursday night, and this is a little unique because it's CNN as well, they have this documentary on Chevy Chase that's going to air. Do you remember talking about this before the holidays?
Yes.
So what was interesting about it is, and I can't wait, you know, he's got this reputation for being kind of a jackass in Hollywood. I think that's been in existence since he pretty much started. But he's not very self-aware. I will say that. You know, I can be kind of a jackass myself at times. There's a rough edge. But I usually know when I'm doing it. And if someone doesn't like me for a particular reason, I kind of get it. A lot of times with me, it's politics. But, you know, there is a self-awareness that I think I have. Fred's looking at me very suspiciously.
Oh, no.
But, you know, I know. I know what I'm doing. But Chevy, he's just out there in some weird, weird areas. And some of it might be because of the abuse that he experienced when he was a kid, right?
Yeah.
And this is what you learn in the documentary. But outside of the documentary, and I put this up on the X formerly Twitter about an hour ago, and I would highly recommend, you might meet the paywall, but there's an interview this morning with the director of the documentary and Chevy Chase in the New York Times. Nicole Sperling is the reporter. And Marina Zenovich is actually a very skilled documentarian. She did a great movie on Lance Armstrong many years ago. She did one on Robin Williams, which is really good. And then there's one that I'm forgetting. So she's got chops when it comes to, you know, doing documentaries. So this one's called I'm Chevy Chase and You're Not. And the way that it's described in the New York Times is Chase is shown as a complex man, one who was loved by fans and intimate regardless, even if, as he tells the film's director, she's not bright enough to grasp that complexity.
Oh, wow.
Right. So they go on to...
So he's in it. I mean, he's okay with it. He's interviewed.
Oh, yeah. But so it's all about him. So here we go. This is the Q&A. The Q&A is what you want to see in this New York Times article, right? Why did you want to participate in this film? Chevy Chase says, I really like it. I didn't know if I wanted one or not. I just knew that I'd seen the one with Armstrong. I thought it was very good. All I could think of when we were doing mine was, what's my problem? What have I cheated on? I thought about my life a little bit, which I tend to do unlike others. I just thought, I've really not done anything bad that's worth filming. This is where the lack of self-awareness comes into play. Marina. Why did you want to make this? The director. When the idea was brought to me, I thought, ooh, Chevy Chase, that could be really interesting. I was a fan. But what was interesting was that when I would tell people that I was working on it, they wouldn't really have nice things to say about him. That was kind of consistent. To which Chevy Chase says, even to this day, really? Now, in a print interview, it's hard to interpret tone, right?
Right.
So, but I don't think he was joking. So Marina says, yes. And Chevy Chase says, I didn't realize. So Zenovich says, so that was intriguing to me because why do people not like you? So Chevy says, maybe they thought I was full of myself or, you know, that I thought too much of myself. I don't think people really like a tall, handsome, funny Jew guy who's not a Jew, but he's Jewish. By the way, he's not Jewish. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'd like to hear more from you. So this is going on.
What?
Yeah, because they're doing this roundtable interview with Zenovich and Chevy and the New York Times person. So She actually, I think she's being a smartass here. He says, I'd like to hear more from you. And Zenovich says, would you? And he says, yeah, I'm sorry. So she says, I think she knows how to handle him at this point, right? She says, I couldn't believe how consistent the hate was. Not hate, just come on. They thought you were an asshole. And then I realized as I was making it that there were three levels. Chevy is so loved and protected by his family and friends. So that's level one. Level two is Hollywood, where he has a reputation. He's misunderstood. The third tier are the fans who don't care about the reputation. They love him so much. And I really saw that when we went on the road with him in 2023. And I didn't know he did this. And I don't think he's done it in St. Louis. But what he does as kind of a touring thing is he goes out and he they show Christmas Vacation. And he does a Q&A with the audience.
Oh, well.
But I don't think he's ever come to do
easy.
That. Well, it is easy, and it's easy money.
Yeah.
Right? So that's one of the things that he does. And the fans love him when he does stuff like that. So the New York Times reporter says, did you participate in this documentary as a way of correcting the record or providing an explanation for why you act a certain way? And he says, I don't have any need to do that. The whole issue of them thinking I'm, you know, an ass or whatever, it's all junk. I don't care much about it. I have a great, great life, a wonderful family. And that's apparently true. But she asked him, and I'll get to one more thing here. Were you surprised by anything in the doc? Chevy Chase says, I don't think so. Zenovich says, you didn't like the Terry Sweeney part. So I don't even remember this very much, but in the mid-80s, there was a character named Terry Sweeney. It was the first openly gay cast member of SNL. So Chevy is hosting SNL, and according to Sweeney's account from this oral history of SNL, Chevy Chase goes up to Terry Sweeney and says, oh, you're the gay guy, right? I've got an idea for a sketch for you. How about we say you have AIDS and we weigh you every week?
Oh, my.
In the documentary, an obviously upset Chase offers a qualified denial when asked about it. So he says to the New York Times interview, oh, that did surprise me because I don't remember doing it. It's not natural for me to do that. But one can always be an ass on occasion. I felt bad for Terry Sweeney when I heard that. Is he dead? That's what Chevy Chase says. He isn't dead. Zenovich says, you could write him a note. Chevy says, why would I write him a note? Maria says, well, because it would mean so much. And Chevy says, why would he care about me? I was an ass to him. Zenovich says, because it's healing. And he says, okay, I'll do it. Now, again, I don't know if he's kind of just poking her, if they're poking people back and forth. What I will tell you is, and they get into John Carpenter, who hated him. They get into the show Community. Most of those people hated him. They get into SNL 50 because he was invited to be in the final shot to say farewell at the end, but he wasn't included in any of the skits, and that hurt his feelings. That's in the documentary. Between the New York Times piece and this documentary, I'm very intrigued. I really am. He's a complicated man. He, you know, has. There were some clips that I was watching today of him on with Siskel and Ebert on The Tonight Show. And he, just his facial expressions, right?
Yeah.
They talked about Fletch during that particular episode.
Oh, I
episode.
Love Fletch.
And he can just make you laugh with the way that he moves his face and his mouth. So anyway, the documentary is out on CNN on Thursday night and then streaming right after that.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Okay, right to Sue's news, just some quick breaking sports news. John Harbaugh has been fired by the Ravens, 18 seasons, and one of the best coaches ever in the NFL. He'll get a new gig pretty quickly. But, you know, sometimes fresh starts and all that, there's something to that. So maybe not a bad thing overall. Let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's news. Brought to you by Sue.
Happy National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. We still have it. Michael is in love with the tree. He said, it's a perfect tree. What if we never find a tree that's this perfect again?
I get that, though.
I do, too.
And that was the real tree?
But it's a real one.
It's a real one.
Sue, this is our real tree this year. Had to be maybe the best we've ever had.
And it's difficult to take down even a crappy one, but a nice one, it's really hard. But
I
it's
said
dead.
Farewell on Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the needles... I ruined a vacuum cleaner one time by letting the tree go.
Yeah, you
got to
use the shop vac on that.
Yeah,
deal.
You got. Right. Ooh, I don't have a shop vac. That's a good.
But
point.
You know what? I got to compliment Andy's Produce down there in your
$200 tree
Festus?
Was good.
Is it Festus where it is? Yeah,
I don't
I think
remember.
It is.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's Festus. Andy's Produce went down there in my $200 tree, but it was the most beautiful tree and the best tree, and it stayed. You know,
nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We got.
I'm going back to Andy's Produce next year.
I'm gonna. You know, just compliment Fred here. It was the Lutherans. That's where we got ours,
oh,
Fred.
Did you?
Huh? It was only $80 and it was good.
Okay. Where did you go?
The Lutheran Church on Gravoy in Afton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know
Salem,
what I mean?
Probably
right
Salem
by Hege?
Yeah, Salem.
Now, what kind of tree did you get? I only do a Fraser Fir.
Oh, well. I don't know what kind
of You don't know what kind it was?
No.
It was a Martin
Luther. Seriously, is that the longer needles? Is that the longer needles?
I don't know.
Well, no, then how are you so smart?
Well, I just know I get the Fraser Fir.
Okay.
That's what I go with. I don't think it's the
it
longer needles
good.
On the Fraser Fir.
Oh, I don't know.
We always get the Walmart Fir.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Just package that thing up when you're done with it. It's good next year.
See, we now have to buy a tarp and haul the thing out like a body. Okay. It's
always a creek in my backyard. That's where mine goes.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's always the 6th. That's when you take down your Christmas Day tree because the 12 days of Christmas just ended. So per tradition, you're supposed to wait till they've passed to take it down. Technically, you're supposed to take all your Christmas decorations down today.
Let me tell you what I did on Saturday. I might have mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to take a little credit here.
Okay.
Where credit is due. Because my wife has been busting her ass, and she did for 2 weeks with Alexa. It's not easy keeping a kid busy, you know, when other kids that are friends are maybe on vacation or at the Lake of the Ozarks or something like that. So she really worked hard keeping Alexa very satisfied.
Yes.
Yeah. So Saturday, they left. I don't even know where they were going. I do this when I do my cleaning mode. Sometimes I just get into a mode, but I'm like, I'm going to take down Christmas. I took down it all. I took down the real tree. I took down the two fake trees. I took down all the decorations. I took down everything.
That's impressive.
I thought it was, too. She actually gave me some credit.
Okay, that's good. Wait, question. How'd you get the tree out of the house? Do you do the sheet down, put the real tree on it, drag it?
No, because I have double doors that go out to the deck, right? So I open both doors, and then I just, that's right where the tree is. So then I put it on the deck, and then I toss it over the deck, and I take the leaf blower, and I blow all the needles out.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I throw it in the creek.
Yeah, well, you got more steps than I do. I just have geese and Fred's grandfather in my backyard.
That's right.
On this day in history, 53 years ago, I thought we'd play this because in 1973, Schoolhouse Rock premiered. It was on ABC, and Multiplication Rock was the first one. The first song was called Three is a Magic Number. It should be in there.
One of my students just happened to ask.
That is not the... Okay. I don't see something else that says Sue's News.
Oh.
So I am sorry about that, but I don't see anything else.
Okay, never mind. Just imagine three is a magic number.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
If I can find it here.
I'm sure it's...
I don't think it's in there.
Okay.
It's a great song.
It is. But it's kind of long. Like, when you hear it, you go, oh, it's still going. But yeah, you know.
Ethan listening out there? Because it's not in here.
Okay. Well, we'll have more sound later. You get to hear that other one again. And 51 years ago today in 75, Ted Turner bought the Atlanta Braves. Guess for how much? 1975, Fred, how much did the Braves cost?
$20 million.
What do you say, Mark?
Wait, which year?
1975.
1975, I'm going to say, boy, like, I'll just do $20 million, $1.
It was only $11
million. That's insane, isn't it?
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. And you have these franchises going now for $5
billion,
yes. $6 billion.
I mean, it's that just blew my mind when I read it today. And 51 years ago today, the same amount, the first episode of Wheel of Fortune aired on NBC. Mark sent this to me today, too.
Yeah.
It started as a daytime game show that was hosted by Chuck Woolery. And when I saw him and his hair, I thought, dang, that's Chuck. Yep. And he had that show until 1981.
And that's when they moved it to the evenings? Syndicated?
I guess so.
Syndicated, more.
And at least that's when they had Pat Sajak.
Yeah, because the local stations could play it when they wanted to,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And then they could choose their own time slot. Okay, here's where the sound is. The world's oldest Twinkie is turning 50 today. I'm talking about a Hostess Twinkie. A chemistry teacher in Maine opened it in 1976 after a student asked how long they'd last. It's been sitting in a class case, at the school for decades. Now, here is the retired science teacher. This is Roger Bonatti talking about the Twinkie.
Well, he is going to talk about it, I promise you.
One of my students just happened to ask me, well, how long would a Twinkie last? And I said, well, let's do an experiment. So I gave the student a couple of dollars, asked the student to go down to Merrill & Hinckley's and pick up a package of Twinkies. I basically unripped the package, ate one of the Twinkies, and then put the other package up on the chalkboard. I basically say the Twinkie has become much like me. It's older, it's grayer, and it's more flaky, you know, but it's become more brittle, so you could no longer take it, you know, you wouldn't want to whack it on a table because you'd probably shatter the Twinkie.
It's still around. On a table. That is crazy.
Wow. Isn't that bizarre?
You know what it reminds me of? Do you ever see...
The McDonald's thing.
Yeah, Super Size Me. And remember what happened with the fries in particular? All the other food, Morgan Spurlock, who I think passed away a couple years ago. So he put, you know, all this McDonald's food together, and then he put, you know, covers over them, and they all disintegrated except for the fries. And it's like, it's a perfect way to explain it. Just think about cleaning out your car, and there's probably a fry underneath your seat that's been there for how long, and they just stay that way.
What do we...
That's what you're putting in your body. I don't know.
Oh, wow, that freaks me out.
It's not a Maha thing, I don't
think. For me to not go and eat some of them, but I'm just saying.
Hey, didn't you have a story on Schoolhouse Rock that you were going to do today, Sue?
I did. I had a song that was called Three is a Magic Number.
I heard that you were going to talk about that song.
Yeah,
so what I did was is I actually decided to play it here. Oh, it's got a nice intro.
Three is a magic number.
I remember this one.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
This is a little bit more ballady than I remember, though.
Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity.
That's the first one.
Yes.
Three has a magic number.
That's interesting. But you know what? Look, let's face it. We're all of the same age.
These
played such an important role in our Saturday mornings, right?
No, it really did.
Yeah, and then the other thing that was cool was in the news. Who's the CBS announcer?
Was that Christopher Glenn?
Christopher Glenn, in the news. Where they did kind of news for kids, which I thought was kind of cool. I had a box set of all the Schoolhouse Rock DVDs. And it was when I was burglarized in the city of St. Louis. It was stolen. They took everything. All of my DVDs were stolen.
Sure some criminal was happy to unwrap that.
Yes. But the thing about that was, this is a true story, it was right when Blu-rays were starting, right? So the movie companies, because most of those movies I hadn't paid for, they were, you know, promos. Movie companies started sending out re-releases of Blu-rays. So the insurance company gave me a great settlement because I chronicled all the DVDs and I got a lot of the movies replaced via Blu-ray.
Oh, interesting.
So the timing was not too bad, but I do miss that Schoolhouse Rock box set because I wanted to, you know, I guess it doesn't matter because you can pull everything up on YouTube now anyway.
Yeah, but doesn't this sound like the most laid-back Schoolhouse Rock known to man?
I remember it because I remember the beginning of it, but it does sound a little different than I remember when I was 11.
Yeah, Conjunction Junction, What's Your Function? That was a little bit... A little bit hotter.
I'm just a Bill.
That's my favorite one. I'm only a Bill. He's sitting there on Capitol Hill.
That's right.
The 2026 Winter Olympics opening ceremony is 1 month from today.
Excellent.
Doesn't that freak you out?
February 6th.
Fred has a party for that event.
I do.
And I'm just pointing that out because
I know. Okay.
Preliminary competitions.
I get the hint.
No, okay. I don't. I'm dead. But although preliminary competitions for things like hockey and curling, for some reason, begin a little early, like 2 days early. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
Oh.
I'm a curler, Sue. I've curled. We'll talk about it during the Olympics. I got some curling experience.
Jeez. Okay. And finally, in Sue's news, do you have video or?
No, but I'm a curler. You're doubting me. You better get this in here.
Nope. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Scientists are working on potty training cows.
Of course
now,
they are.
I don't know why.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, some huge media news today. Our friend Bachyangar Sargon, who joins us right now on 97.1 FM Talk, has gotten her television show into prime time, I'm seeing, Bachya. Congratulations. Happy New Year. How are you?
Thank you so much. That's so kind of you. I can't quite believe it myself. I'm very, very grateful, of course, to God, but also to all of the viewers and everybody who's just engaged with the content and given me feedback, and it's very humbling. And anyway, so great to be here with you.
Well, the show has been on for a while now, but now it's going to move to 6 p.m. Central on News Nation. It's called Bachya, and then Sunday's 10 a.m. Central, right? That's the correct times?
Yes, it'll be Saturday night, 6 p.m. We used to be 3 p.m. Central, and then also it will air on Sunday morning, yeah.
I like the Sunday morning hit. That's cool. That's really awesome because you have all those other Sunday shows on. Congratulations, and you've earned it. You deserve it. You know I'm a fan. Let's talk about some news right now, and I've seen some of your reaction to Venezuela. How can you, this is a question. I know we talk about hypocritical politicians all the time, but how can you, with a straight face, after you said this...
And the president brags about his Venezuela policy? Give us a break. He hasn't brought an end to the Maduro regime.
Well, that was 2020. Then this week.
This is first. It is reckless. It is dangerous. Whenever our country has gotten involved in this kind of regime change and nation building, American families pay the price in blood and treasure.
Bachya, our Senator Eric Schmidt yesterday said on Fox that, and I think we've said things to this effect before, if Trump would come out and announce that he's cured cancer, cancer would get all the attention. Not, I mean, it's unbelievable the way that people react. John Fetterman is the only guy, again, that said, hey, can't we cheer on something that's actually good? It's not like we're not invading this country. There's no boots on the ground right now. But your thoughts on all this reaction?
You guys really have the best senators, don't you? You've got Eric Schmidt and then you've got Josh Hawley. These guys are great. Are they popular?
Schmidt is very popular. I will be honest with you, Bachya, about Josh, because since you brought him up, it's an interesting timing. The last time I spoke with Josh Hawley, after building his profile here in St. Louis when he was a law professor at the University of Missouri, and I liked him quite a bit, and he was my constitutional law expert, I happened to dare to ask him a question about January 6th that he didn't like. It went viral on some of the networks, and he hasn't spoken with me since. So Senator Schmidt, I'm a huge fan of, don't have a lot of feelings for Josh, although I like his policy. That's just a personal thing. but Eric
totally
is amazing.
Yes, he's amazing. He's been very good to me. He's come on my show. But everything he tweets, I'm like, he just seems like, first of all, he is not afraid to reach across the aisle. So some of the stuff that he's gotten done within the state before he was a senator is like just really.
Yeah, he's impressive. He really is. And, you know, here's what I've said, because, you know, politicians, let's face it, a lot of politicians are weirdos, right? They're weird. But Eric is a real guy. He's, and this is why I think he's close with J.D. Vance, because there's authenticity there, if you know what I mean.
Well, okay, you lost me at authenticity and J.D. Vance.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. You're not the I like J.D. Vance. I think he's kind of a real guy. He keeps it real. You're not the biggest fan?
I'm not the biggest fan. I don't think he's electable, and I find him to be a little disingenuous, and I think that he has a real problem with women. But I was very happy to see Rubio have a really big week this week.
Well, I like Rubio. Look, I like Marco, but that's interesting that you have that reaction. Does he have a women problem overall, I guess?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, see, this is good information for me, because I like him, and I think a lot of people think that, even though we shouldn't be talking about 2028, we're already talking about 2028, that he would be the anointed one. But obviously, Marco Rubio might have something to say about that. That's fascinating, Bacci. We'll have to discuss this more detail in the future. Let's go back to Venezuela.
I'm not saying that there isn't anything to admire there. I'm just saying if he's the nominee, we're going to have President Gavin Newsom. Like, I've been very, very certain about that. And so I'm trying to, like, tell people that early on. Yeah, Venezuela. What's so funny is the Democrats are out there being like, Trump promised no more wars of regime change, and look what he did in Venezuela. And it's like, guys, there's no war and there's no regime change. You know?
Right.
He arrested a guy who was poisoning hundreds of thousands of Americans, flooding our streets with gangs and illegals, who had an indictment from the Biden administration out against him and a bounty that Biden put on his head. Like, it's just so funny. They've got nothing. They have got nothing. All they can do is rail against Trump, and it gets more and more ridiculous. Oh, they don't like the way that he did it. What don't they like about it? The fact that we didn't lose a single soldier, the fact that it was over by the time they found out about it. You know, like, it's just, they really, it's so amazing. Like, they have nothing.
It really is amazing. And it's always, you know, I had some people reach out to me over the weekend that were quite upset with what happened in Venezuela. I'm like, well, what in the world? You guys only like the bad guys. Why do you love Hamas and George Floyd and Mike Brown? They hold these people up. They make them martyrs. And obviously it's against the big bad orange man. Anything that's related to Trump, you see TDS on steroids, and that's what we're seeing this week. Now, let's shift to what's happening in Minnesota. I had Liz Collin on in the last hour. She's a great independent reporter in Minneapolis and has been reporting on this Somali fraud stuff for literally years. As you know, Bacci, that blew up significantly over the holidays and became a big story. And look at that. Tim Walz is not going to run for re-election. How sad did that make you yesterday?
Honestly, the thing that's happening, I think, is that, like, the Republicans think this is good for them. It's actually good for the Democrats, because they're doing what they did with Joe Biden. Like, the big hook came out and is pulling Tim Walz off the stage so that the Democrats can then hang everything around his neck and be like, oh, we didn't know, that's not a problem. And the truth is, they have a massive countrywide systemic fraud problem, especially when it comes to immigrants. Like, their whole immigration policy is fraud. It's a fraud of the American people. And so what this does is allow them to sort of, just like they now, you know, they all pretend, well, we didn't know about Biden. We didn't know. You know, the giant hook came and pulled him off stage, and they were like, well, he was the problem. And it's like, no, you're the problem. So in a way, this is very good for the Democrats that they're doing this. Everything now, every attack that the Republicans have against Walz or Minnesota, the Democrats are going to be able to deflect. So it's very important that this kind of search for fraud continues in a really big way. Here's my question. You know, you see Elon Musk and the Doge people out there tweeting up the storm about fraud. Why didn't they find it? Why didn't they find it? This was their one job. And it was there for the finding. And Nick Shirley, some 20-year-old with a camera, YouTube channel, went out and found it. Why didn't Doge find it, I would like to know?
Well, that's a legitimate question. But again, I think a lot of this was really reported on or being covered by some of these independent journalists like Liz up in Minneapolis. And then you have so-called legitimate news sources, like we have one of those here in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, which has an agenda, doesn't want to cover the story. And then finally, Chris Rufo and Nick Shirley, you know, get a hold of it. But I understand your question. By the way, what is going on with Elon right now and Trump? Is there a bit of a reckoning that's happening, or something else?
Okay, so here's another thing, coming back full circle to something we started with.
Yeah.
There has been a rapprochement, a delicate one, organized by none other than J.D. Vance, who is obviously very eager to have access to Elon Musk's, you know, war chest for his 2028 bid. So he, behind the scenes, organized this dinner, this sit down. Trump will never see Elon the same way again because, and I think that this is, I'm not the only person saying this, Susie Wiles, you know, alluded to this. But, you know, I think, you know, Elon has a substance abuse problem, which is one of Trump's, like, big triggers. His brother died of alcoholism. He never drinks. I think you could, to me, it looked like Elon was on something that last Oval Office meeting. And I think that Trump has been convinced that this is kind of a problem. You know, he said the other day he's 80% brilliant person, genius, and 20% problem. So I don't think he'll ever. And Trump did a lot for Elon. He did a lot for him. I mean, they were super, super close. And so I think he felt betrayed, and I don't think he'll ever forgive him. I've been told that by two people who know Trump very, very well, that he will never
forgive,
but he won't get, you know, that Musk called him a pedophile on the way out the door. But I do think that there are others who are eager to have access to that war chest, and, you know, especially J.D. Vance. And so, yeah, they had a dinner. They had a very delicate, you know, coming together.
So you mentioned Susie Wiles. We didn't really speak before the holidays. When that article comes out and, you know, there's a lot of attention, she's so quiet. She's behind the scenes. Even on the night of the election or early morning hours, Trump calls her out on stage. She's very shy. But then she does this profile and you got the picture with some cabinet members. What did you make of that? Why did she do that with Vanity Fair?
Okay, so this is all my speculation. I don't have any reporting on this. But to me, I think it was all intentional. I think the administration came off looking very good. I think Marco Rubio came off looking really good. That one quote that she had where she said, J.D. Vance changed his mind about Trump for political reasons. Marco Rubio would never say something he didn't believe, so it took him longer to come around. Like, to me, that was sort of the money quote.
Yeah, it's interesting. Right.
I just felt like the administration came off so good that I think that all of the, like, you know, hand-wringing, oh, we didn't know, I didn't know it was on the record, was kind of a farce, because all those quotes were really good for the administration at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it kind of came and went real quickly because of the holidays, too, and I had even forgotten about it until you mentioned Susie Wiles' name. Bacha, thanks for coming on. The new time slot is on Saturday, 6 p.m. Central on News Nation. The show is called Bacha, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Central. Awesome that you're getting the opportunities. We love you here in St. Louis. Thank you, Bacha.
Oh, I love you, too. God bless.
All right. I mentioned George Rosenthal from Throttle that's going to join us in the next hour. I don't know if we'll get to this topic. This was in the Washington Post today. And, you know, every time, Sue, we learn things about AI, I find it more intimidating and more scary. And I still really haven't taken that step where I use Grok or ChatGPT. My wife uses it all the time. We work with some people here that use it. I mean, they make themselves more productive.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm just intimidated or I don't see. I think I see how it can help me.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to take the step. But listen to this. So this is a story that's in the Washington Post this morning that says Ashley St. Clair, a conservative influencer, had just put her baby down for the night on Sunday when she got a text from a friend that turned her weekend into a nightmare. People on X were using the app's chatbot, Grok, to generate sexual images of her, including one based on a photo of St. Clair at 14 years old. Now, you might remember, right before Christmas, we had George on, and he was talking about this, and he was warning me and you and us to say, look, you put pictures of your kids out there on the interwebs, and this is going to happen. So this is the ex or the baby mama of Elon. Okay, that's who Ashley is. And she's 27 years old. She's in a custody battle with Elon over their one-year-old son. But she said, and this is kind of disgusting, I don't understand this at all, when she flagged the post depicting her in sexualized outfits and poses to X, the platform deleted some of them and responded that others didn't violate any guidelines. And she said, I'm not speaking as Elon Musk's baby mama with some special privilege. I'm going through the same avenues as everyone else, and this is what I'm getting. And then apparently Elon put something on there where he responded with a laughing emoji. That's the part that I don't really understand. But the scary part here is, and this is what they indicate, is that she's one of a growing number of women and girls who have been digitally undressed by Grok in recent days. Users prompt the chatbot to show subjects in lingerie, covered in liquid, or with black eyes or fearful expressions. Some of the images appear to portray children. That's what the Washington Post found. Despite call-outs from high-profile victims, including St. Clair, X hasn't stopped Grok from generating the explicit images. well, that doesn't sound like a good idea, right? I mean, that scares the hell out of you. X didn't want to comment here. I guess all they said was anyone using Grok to make illegal content will suffer the same consequences as if they upload illegal content. So, you know, now you have laws that have to be adjusted for AI. There's all kinds of stuff coming down the pipe that, you know, it's pretty scary when you think about it.
I don't know how. I think it would be very difficult to try to police this, right?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's seemingly nearly impossible. So I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't either. But we'll talk to George about that. Maybe that's one of the topics we'll touch on here at the bottom of the next hour. All right. This has always been one of my favorite topics, mainly because I get so annoyed. And I'm not trying to be insensitive to parents out there and families of kids who have allergies. Okay. But this whole peanut allergy thing has been a scam from the start. We caused it. Okay. Now we're reversing it though.
Oh, good.
Yes. So here's the good news, because it's been ridiculous to me. And again, I don't want another kid to die. I'm not saying that, but that you can't in your lunchbox bring anything that is related to, I mean, it's down to the micro ingredient. If they see anything related to peanut at a school, you're out. Right. But listen to this. And this is why I don't trust the experts. Now, you might say, wait a second, you're going to cite some experts. Should I trust them? I don't know. But what they say in this story is food allergies in children, this is significant, dropped sharply in the years after new guidelines encouraged parents to introduce infants to peanut products. So you might remember, for decades, as the allergy rates climbed, experts recommended that parents avoid exposing their infants to common allergens. But in 2015... there was a landmark trial that found that feeding peanut products to babies could actually cut their chances of developing an allergy by over 80%. I mean, that's a significant number.
It's huge.
So decades we're being told peanut allergies. My nieces had peanut allergies, right? Oh, terrible thing. You can't be around. These kids are going to go into anaphylactic shock and they're going to die and you can't bring any peanuts. Well, so in 2017, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases formally recommended the early introduction approach and issued guidelines. So there's a new study that came out. It came out yesterday in the journal Pediatrics. It found that food allergy rates in children under three fell after those guidelines were put into place, dropping to 0.93%. Now, these numbers I'll explain in a second. Dropping to 0.93 between 2017 and 2020 from 0.146. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but that's actually a 36% drop in reduction in all food allergies, driven mainly by a 43% drop in peanut allergies. The study also found that eggs overtook peanuts as the number one food allergen in young children. That's interesting, too. The study, they say, did not examine what infants ate, so it doesn't show that the guidelines cause the decline. Still, the data is promising. While the food allergies can be dangerous, 80% of people never outgrow a peanut allergy. That's kind of weird, too. I didn't know that. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. But then what do you believe? Do you believe the initial experts that said peanuts bad when you're infants, or do you believe this new information, which is from a new study that comes out yesterday? It all gets very confusing. Which is why I don't like the experts that much, because I always go to the red wine study.
It's good. It's bad. It's good.
Yeah, right, exactly. Bad. Like in the 80s, a glass of red wine every day is going to help you. You're not going to get cancer. You'll be healthy. Then 5 years later, uh-oh, we're killing you with that red wine. Then 5 years later, and I'm not even exaggerating on the red wine. This thing went back and forth for like 3 decades.
Yes.
So I don't know what's going to happen with peanut allergies. All right. When we come back here, after the top of the hour, Azra Namani is going to be here. She's one of my favorite guests. She's got some thoughts not only on Maduro in Venezuela, what happened there, but what happened in New York City with the protesters and the people that came out against Trump. And she's going to bring some receipts on that after the top of the hour. I have, you know, and I mentioned this yesterday, and I'm going to play the audio because it happened over the break. We're in this period where a lot of you listening right now are maybe not in a position too differently than I am, where there was some news in the last couple of weeks that I might have missed, right? Or I wasn't as dialed into, and I'm trying to catch up this week. And one of those stories has to do with Tony DeCoppola taking over the CBS Evening News. That was announced before Christmas, and we talked about it a little bit. Barry Weiss, you know, from the Free Press, gets put in charge of the CBS News division. She's making small changes. She makes a real big splash because she calls out Sharon Alfonsi's story that was supposed to air a couple of weeks ago and said, no, this is not ready. We're not going to air this. And that became a big kerfuffle inside CBS News. But I have a little hope here on the legacy media, because And I have to trust him and I have to believe him. But people have told me that Tony DeCoppo is not a crazy lefty. In fact, he's very centrist, might even lead a little bit to the right. But he came out and gave a 2-minute introduction to the way that they're going to now manage the news product at the CBS Evening News. That's very encouraging. And he admits things that should have been admitted by legacy journalists a long time ago. And he says things that I've been talking about and making recommendations for journalists for literally 3 decades. So I want to play that audio probably around 5:20 right here on 97.1 FM Talk, plus an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.